Howdy, folks. Be sure to follow the economists in the newspapers because they've got all the answers, including why they can't save any money either. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. But you know, if you can find a way to improve yourself while you're enjoying life, that's the ideal combination, I think. Like with me, I've been trying to learn one new word every day. I got two new words to report to you because I've been at this thing 2 days now. One word is petard, P-E-T-A-R-D. That means sort of a bomb, more like a firecracker. Now, I can already use this word in a sentence like, next 4th of July, I'm going to shoot off some petards. And then the other word is lapidate, L-A-P-I-D-A-T-E, lapidate. What that means is to throw stones, which brings up a natural thought. People in glass houses should never lapidate. We never get too old to learn things, do we? Well, that's enough word study for today. We better get down to the entertainment before somebody lapidates me. One thing that offers plenty of entertainment, though, is double mint chewing gum. You just try it for yourself, and you'll see what a swell treat you have there. Smooth double mint, it's pleasant and satisfying to chew on, and I'll tell you, that cool, clean double mint flavor, it's mighty refreshing to your taste, too. Give it a try soon, will you? Well, now let's give Paula Richards and the Buttram Symphony a try here.
My little knees are knocking, 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 knocking. Now why should that be shocking? I'm in love, love, love. My little pulse is thumping, a bumping and a thumping. My little pulse is jumping. I'm in love, love, love. I used to be the calmest kid, as mild as lukewarm tea. Now my blood pressure's blown its lid. It's 100, 200, 203. My little ears are ringing, 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 ringing. My lips to yours are clinging. I'm in love, love, love. It's 100, 200, 203. My little ears are ringing, 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 ringing. My lips to yours are clinging. I'm in love, love, love. My knees are knocking, my pulse is thumping, my blood pressure's blowing, my ears are ringing. I'm in love, 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 love.
Well, I hope that tender little sentiment hits you right where you live. My little knees are a-knocking, of course. My wife says a better song for me to sing would be My Little Tongue is a-wagging. I don't know, I've noticed that most wives think their husbands talk too much, though. Anyway, when I talk, I try to talk about something worthwhile. For example, I was reading in the Popular Mechanics magazine where they've invented a hanger that will hang men's trousers from the waist. That's a new wrinkle in pants hanging there. Seems like there's always somebody campaigning to get a man to hang up his trousers, though. Usually it's his wife, you know. I always thought the important thing was how a man's pants hang when he's got them on, you know? Whether they've got that droop or drag to them. But I'll tell you, no man will put his pants on a hanger as long as there's a chair in sight. I'll tell you that. Used to be, you remember the well-tailored man, he always laid his pants between the mattress and the bed springs to give him a sort of a well-slept-in appearance. But this new hanger that they've invented, it sounds nice, but I don't know. I don't think women will really be happy until they've invented a husband who will learn to hang his pants up himself. Of course, one thing I've learned is to chew double mint gum after every meal. It's a cool, clean double mint flavor. It finishes up your meal with such a nice touch, and the long-lasting chewing gives you a pleasant feeling of leisure. But, of course, the big value in chewing healthful double mint after you eat is it helps keep your teeth clean. So enjoy it after every meal, every day, will you? The Halloran Quartet follows that advice, which is maybe one reason why the boys sound so happy. Right now they're going to sing about one of their favorite girls, Cindy.
Get along,
get along, get along, Cindy, get along.
I wish I was an apple a-hanging on a tree, and every time my Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
She took me to the parlor, she cooled me with her fan. She swore that I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy. I'm going to leave you now.
Oh, Cindy, in the summertime, Cindy, in the fall, if I can't have my Cindy girl,
you have no gal at all.
Get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm going to leave you now.
Get along home,
Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm going to leave you now.
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 I think that's a different song than that Cindy you've been hearing on the phonograph records. I mean, I don't think the boys could be that far off on the song. Must be a different one. I got a letter from a woman in Wisner, Nebraska, says, when my 11-year-old daughter Sally hears one of your Buttram Bonus travelogues, she realizes how wonderful her geography textbook is, and she doesn't mind studying it so much. Well, you see, we help people in all kind of ways, in addition to telling them how much they'll enjoy double mint gum. Well, let's get right into the Buttram Bonus now. By popular request, today's bonus is one of my rare travelogues. And today I've chosen to talk about Timbuktu. There's not much excuse for this, except that, you know, you often hear people say, I'd like to cart him off to Timbuktu. Or, I've looked everywhere from here to Timbuktu. The sad fact is that most of the people that say such things, they don't really know where Timbuktu is. And that's an awful indictment of our knowledge of geography. But Buttram Bonus fans, they're more fortunate because you and I, we've always known that Timbuktu is located in French West Africa. haven't we, huh? It's a town of about 5,000 inhabitants surrounded by ruins and sand dunes. It's in the Sahara Desert. There, these sayings about from here to Timbuktu, they're supposed to indicate great distances. But that depends on where you are, of course. Now, for instance, people in Timbuktu, they say from here to Tishomingo, which happens to be in Oklahoma. Well, there's not much reason for Tishomingo getting into this discussion, except that I just naturally love to say it. Tishomingo, Tishomingo. Well, back to Timbuktu. Now, Timbuktu used to be quite a thriving little burg a few centuries back, but I guess the Chamber of Commerce sort of fell down on the job. The folks in Timbuktu, they make embroidery, cotton weaving, earthenware pottery, and leather goods. But mostly they just like to trade. Their swapping season is from March to June. Then the population grows to 25,000. All of them out to skin the other fellow in a pottery trade, you know? Timbuktu's about 9 miles north of the Niger River, and there's a lot of marshland in between. That's why they call Timbuktu the meeting point of camel and canoe. And so we say farewell to Timbuktu, the port of the Sahara in the Sudan. And oh yes, we'll be seeing you in Tishomingo real soon. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today, so now let's listen to Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy singing Easy to Love.
You'd be so easy to love.
So easy to idolize all others above.
So worth the yearning for.
So swell to keep every home fire burning for.
We'd be so grand at the game.
So carefree together that it does seem a shame
that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy to love.
They sound real good together there, don't they? Oh, well, it's about time to close up shop for today, but I've always got time for a good word about a swell treat that gives me a lot of long-lasting pleasure. That's double mint chewing gum. I know it'll do the same for you, too, so have some soon, will you? Well, till tomorrow at this same time, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that most of us get what we deserve in the long run, but only the successful will admit it. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.